Hi, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan. I'm your host, Hidemi Woods. I read episodes from the books I wrote and talk about the episodes or anything that I just feel like it. I hope you enjoy with me. Today, I read an episode from one of the books I wrote titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode is called Image of a Marriage. This one is about the marriage of my uncle. Image of a Marriage. One evening when I was little and lived with my uncle, he talked with my grandparents in the living room, and I felt unusual tension drifting from the room. I peeked in and saw my grandparents cry. I was shocked, as I had never seen them cry before. I asked my mother what happened, and she reluctantly told me that my uncle wanted to marry someone whom my grandparents couldn't approve of. In my hometown, a marriage used to be ties between the families, not between the individuals. My family was once a big landowner of the area, and they had clung to the pride long after the downfall. That was why they still did strict screening for the family's marriage. My uncle wanted a love marriage, which disappointed my grandparents bitterly enough to tears. My grandfather ruled the family powerfully, and no one could disobey him. He didn't allow my uncle's wish. Not long after, my uncle got married with my mother's cousin by an arranged marriage. At the wedding, I happened to see the bride, who was supposed to be having her happiest day wearing a beautiful bridal kimono, crying in the dark corner of the hallway. She didn't want to marry my uncle. Her relatives were persuading her to go through the wedding. That sight decided my image of a marriage. She became my aunt, and I'm still single. That was today's episode. I had lived with my uncle, who was my father's younger brother, and he got married when I was about 80 years old. And my uncle was, although he was a funny man, he was annoying most of the time. And I really wanted him to leave the house so that I didn't have to live with him any longer. So the only way that I could move him away was his marriage. And in some way, I had waited for him to marry someone, as my grandparents had been waiting for. And that night, when I saw my grandparents crying for the first time, was when my uncle wanted to marry someone with whom he met, and he was in love. But traditionally, back then, families like ours, who used such an old traditional way for the family's wedding or family member's marriage, didn't allow a love marriage. It was traditionally, marriage was supposed to be arranged by two families that shared their benefits by someone's marriage. So my grandparents were so difficult and strict, disciplined people. So for me, I had a hard time to live with them. And I imagine that my uncle felt the same. But so to me, it sounds like impossible to persuade my grandparents, to do something we chose to do, or we wanted to do, because my grandparents were too stubborn to listen to any family member's wish or suggestion or their liking. They never listened to us. So my grandfather was basically a dictator of my family. And so we were all his servants, so to speak. And on that night, to my grandfather, one of his servants betrayed him, and he had an audacity to ask his permission to do what he wanted. So, my grandfather was so upset. And my grandmother as well. They cried. And I was shocked at that sight. Because my grandparents are always had their composure. They were always quiet and they hardly showed their emotion. And so I thought something huge must have happened to them. And as it turned out, that was my uncle's wish to marry someone whom he was in love with. And of course, my grandparents didn't allow it and refused it. And was quite a fight on that night. And because my grandfather was a strong dictator of my family, none of us in my family was able to talk back to him or disobey him. We just had to follow his way and obey his orders for each and every single thing he managed, that he managed the family. And so my uncle bravely tried to show his wish to my grandparents that night, but eventually, and to me naturally, he gave in. He gave up that woman, and shortly after that, he get married by an arranged marriage with someone he didn't know. And the wedding came, and I was still little, but I knew it was a big event for my family, and I put on the best kimono and attended the wedding. That was, of course, that was the first time I had ever attended this wedding, someone's wedding. And so I felt naturally excited. And I was so curious what the wedding was like. And in the ceremony, I was assigned a role to hand a bouquet to my uncle. and I was in a good mood all day long. But at the end of the ceremony, I just saw my aunt, I mean, the bride of that day, was crying, hiding and crying, and her mother was comforting her, not comforting, persuading her to get married with my uncle. She looked incredibly unhappy. She really, really didn't want to marry with my uncle. And although until that point I was in a good mood, that mood vanished immediately at that point, and I thought I saw something I shouldn't have seen, and that bride's tears somehow tattooed in my brain. And that was the biggest image of marriage for me, 'cause it was shocking. And I have many reasons why I still stay single, why I don't want to get married with anyone. Among those many, many reasons, this one was one of the biggest reasons why I don't want to marry. And my uncle was defeated by Japanese tradition and by my grandfather's strong reign. And my aunt was also in the same situation. She, at that time, when she got married, she was just graduated from high school. She was that young. So I suppose she had many things she wanted to do for herself, for her life, but she had to give up everything and just only 18 or something. At the age of 18 or something, she got married with my uncle and got in my family. So, in my opinion, it was so sad And both of them gave up for marriage and gave in into their marriage life. And although they hadn't known each other at all, and their marriage was just arranged, despite their own wills. And it's just too sad, and I witnessed that that unhappy marriage when I was a small child, and my image of a marriage remains so dark. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hitemi Woods. I hope you enjoy with me. I hope join me soon again. Until next time, take care and be well.